Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It's Thursday. Almost made it through the week. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Y.
And we are The Morning Mix.
This week, we've been talking a lot about Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson, but we just want to leave their relationship alone for a second and talk about Khloe and her mom, Kris Jenner. They just paid combined $37 million for side-by-side mansions.
I asked that the other day because I thought I read it on a clickbait story at the top. It was like, Kris Jenner and Khloe Kardashian buy homes together amid, now we said we're going to leave the relationship out of it, but it was not a headline. Amid Tristan Thompson cheating rumors again. I'm like, I'd move next to my mom if I were her. Kris Jenner? Yes.
I feel like Kris Jenner is the best sense of security you could have. I wouldn't even need a security team because I'm scared of Kris Jenner, and I think everyone is.
Somebody's trying to break in the house. Oh my God, it's Kris Jenner's house. Run!
They're so rich. $37 million for mansions, 26,000 square footage.
My house is 1,700 square feet.
Who needs that much space?
No one. You would never even use any of it. There would be parts of your house that you would probably never even go to.
And it's not like, I mean, I get Kris has 1,000,001 kids and grandkids, but Khloe, you got one kid. How many children are we planning on having here and with who? Because Tristan's not looking too hot right now.
No, but maybe she'll just move all of his women in so he'll not have to leave in the middle of the night. I could feel the heat on my tongue as that came out of my mouth.
Venom. Sarah, when you sit down for dinner at night, do you eat a meal with Parker?
No.
She seems a little young for that now, but eventually, are you going to do family dinners?
Yes, it's my plan. I bought a dining room table. I never had a dining room table until I had Parker, and I bought one with the hopes of us one day, you know, sitting at that table. I think when she's done throwing spaghetti at the wall and all those things, I think, yeah, it'll be great. When you were at home, Jesse, and you live with your family, you guys probably sat down to family dinner.
Oh, yeah, we had family dinner every single night growing up, and I miss it. And it is apparently good for your mental health. It's something to keep in mind if you are a parent. They have over two decades of research that shows kids who eat with their families, number one, do better in school. They have larger vocabularies, lower rates of depression, anxiety, and eating disorders. And also, it just puts you in a better mood. So it's not just good for your kids. It's good for you, too.
That was one of the things my mom was adamant about when we were kids. We eat dinner together every night as a family.
Even if we're angry, you will do, and how was your day at school today? What did you learn? What did you play on the playground? And then when you were in high school, it was a whole lot of, get your phone off the table.
Or the passive aggressive. So, Sarah, I got a call at work today. Do you want to talk about that now or after dinner? I'm like, geez, we can't even get through potatoes.
Or when mom and dad would turn their heads and my sister and I would throw food at each other from across the table.
Can't wait for those family dinners.
Speaking of family dinners,
we have the opportunity for you to win a gift card from Fogo de Chao for your mom for Mother's Day and have a nice sit down. Everybody wears their Sunday best clothes dinner.
You have your chance to win right now. All you have to do is text the word Fogo, F-O-G-O, to 20357.
For more news, log on to mix965houston.com.
5 Second Songs is a game we play on the show where we play you 5 seconds of a song and see if you can give us the title in the artist.
The most self-explanatory game ever that you can play in your car with us is coming up in 6 minutes.
Thursday, you got to make it through like today and tomorrow and you'll be to the weekend. Jesse and I try to give you a gauge on how your day is going to go by reading your horoscopes every single morning at this time. Now, Jesse will always start with the season that we're in, which is Taurus season. And as she is reading Taurus, we need you to text us your sign at 713-881-5965.
All right, Taurus, let's see how hungover we're going to be after Cinco de Mayo today. Try not to take anything too seriously. People may tend to be careless with their words, and this could end up hurting feelings or even breaking hearts. Don't read too deeply into what's being said.
I hate it when people say that. If they said mean stuff, like, it was mean stuff. I'm not reading too deeply. You said mean stuff.
It's not that deep.
Every time. It's not that deep. I don't mean to be rude, then don't say what you're about to say. If you don't mean to be, let's just not even go there.
With all due respect, just stop. Don't finish mm-hmm. that sentence. I don't want to know mm-hmm. what's going to come next.
No. If you have to put respect on the sentence before it comes, it's not respectful. Jesse, Sagittarius.
Some bizarre and actually rather silly dreams might come to you tonight, Sagittarius. They may be the sort of dreams that are so crazy that you actually wake up laughing. However, don't dismiss them because of this. Silly or not, these dreams are trying to tell you something. Write them down the way you would any other vivid dream and analyze the symbols in the same way, even if they bring up a few giggles.
You know that a Sagittarius is sitting in their car right now going, okay, I should have written down that the shark was chasing me on foot down 45 so that we could both eat at Whataburger. What does that mean?
Tyler was talking in his sleep last night and he just kept saying, we'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. It's a really hard shot to get. So I wrote it down for him.
What do you think he's trying to play by ear?
Who knows? Who knows?
Well, I feel like we should call Tyler right now to figure out what's going on.
Good morning.
And Jesse got one final one for a Gemini. She is Amy and Crosby.
Amy, you may need your best compromising skills. Today, you are likely to encounter misunderstandings and conflict. Emotions will run high and those around you may overreact before you can say, that's not what I mean. Work towards finding solutions more so today than ever. And if you find your own emotions running high, hold back until another day. This could save you in more ways than one.
Do you feel like a Taurus works with a Gemini and they're going to have a meeting in person today?
Yes. And I feel like it's going to get really sketchy. And meanwhile, Sagittarius is just having some weird dreams.
They're just hanging over there in the corner reading through their dream journal. Yes, are you paying attention? I am. I was just taking notes on what you guys were going over. We can circle back with me here in just a minute.
Could you read the notes out loud? The large giant cat that was bigger than my house stepped on...
Then he said tuna, and I woke up.
That is not what we're talking about.
There you go. Read your horoscopes every single morning at this time. Remember, if you don't have a good day today, you can either blame the giant cat or you could blame the stars, but you cannot blame Jesse Watt. Vanessa McLeod, she's like any parent. She's planning to get her child a puppy. But this mom who lives in Canada wants the pet to serve a higher purpose and challenge the public's perception of people with physical disabilities.
Vanessa's daughter, Ivy, is 2 years old, and she was born with no hands. So she wanted to find her daughter a dog with limb differences, just like hers, to make her feel, you know, not so alone.
Now, Ivy's super young, so she isn't at the point in her life where she realizes that she is different than the other kids. But her mom is hoping that by having this dog, she realizes being different is okay.
She ended up finding the most perfect dog in the entire world. There was a puppy that was born just nearby her house in Canada that is missing a front paw. So she named the dog Lucky and got her for her daughter.
Vanessa said that she's very hopeful that Ivy and Lucky will share a magical bond because she says that her daughter is very happy, rambunctious, and she wants to encourage people not to view disabilities as something that's sad or something that needs to be pitied, but something that should be celebrated. Good morning. Thank you for having us on your way to work today. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse Watt.
And we are the Morning Mix.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Sarah, did you ever have an American Girl doll growing up?
I did not. They were expensive and we could not afford them, but I saw all the other kids that have them. I'm like, you gonna take them like shopping and get their hair cut? Like, they were pretty impressive. My guess is, based on your excitement, you did.
I did have an American Girl doll. My sister had an American Girl. Like, we loved American Girl dolls. Maybe 7? I don't know. But I had an American Girl doll themed party where my friends could bring their American Girl dolls.
What?
And we, like, matched outfits and we did a little fashion show. Like, loved, loved, loved. So if you had an American Girl doll, you were going to be so excited that for American Girl Dolls 35th anniversary, they are re-releasing the OG dolls. So Kirsten, Samantha, Molly are going to be re-released and made to look exactly like the originals.
Now help me out here, because I had a Cabbage Patch doll. American Girl dolls, which one did you have? Like, what was your doll?
I have given my mom crap to this day for this. And I'm so, because this is the most ungrateful thing I've ever said in the entire world. I'm just lucky to have an American Girl doll. But, you know, when you're younger, you want an American Girl doll that looks like you.
Right.
And so I really wanted the doll Molly, who is one of the originals, because my sister had Samantha. She looked like her. And my mom got me Kaya, who is the most beautiful. She was the Indian doll. And she's just gorgeous. She had hair like mine and great, like, costumes that represented her culture. She was beautiful. But, of course, I wanted Molly. So to this day, I'm always like, ugh. You got Kaya and I wanted Molly.
Okay, well, now that they're releasing the OG dolls, we'll get you a Molly. How much are they? Because my mom acted like they were as much as a car. How expensive were American Girl dolls?
They're around like $150.
Oh, for a baby doll?
Yeah. And they come in like a little chest. It's like they have a little home. They're an expensive doll for sure. But they also have Felicity, Josephina, and Addie, which I believe are still available. But those OGs, the Samantha, Molly, Kirsten, they've been like put into rotations with modifications to make them like more up to date. But these dolls are going to be made exactly like the original, so they will look like the ones you played with as a kid. And they're for a limited time only.
So you played with the doll. This wasn't like something that you bought and you put up on your shelf because it was $150. You got to play with the doll.
Yeah, you could have little like costumes for them. You could go shopping and you could get like a matching outfit yourself. And each of them have like a really specific background. Like the original dolls were all a part of like history. They're historical dolls and they all came with like a background story that taught you something. Like my Kaya doll came with an Indian background story that taught me about her culture.
That's fantastic. That is not what Cabbage Patches came with, Jesse. You're a little too young for Cabbage Patches. They came with a birth certificate with their feet prints on it, and their name was always like Dana or Brenda or Susan, all that. And yeah. And they had yarn hair.
We were not very appreciative because they discontinued those original dolls in 2010, so they ended up being worth some money. And my sister had Samantha, who was going to be worth money, cut her bangs because she cut her bangs and can't sell her. And I can't sell Kaya because I wrote my name on the bottom of her foot like Toy Story.
You wrote your name on a doll that cost $150?
Yeah, I wanted to be like Andy from Toy Story.
Oh my God.
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
Honoring teachers this week for Teacher Appreciation Week, and we have a heartfelt letter from a husband about his wife.
Coming up in 6 minutes.
This past year has been incredibly tough on students of all ages who are just trying to get an education during a pandemic.
And while the focus should always be about the well-being of the students, it's also important to remember that this year has been very challenging for all of our educators that were forced to get creative and adapt to find new ways to learn and keep learning as normal as possible for their students.
So every day this week, because it is Teacher Appreciation Week, we want to honor another teacher here in the Houston area. So you can send us a DM, you can send us an email, you can screenshot something, you can text us, 713-881-5965. This one came in today from a doting husband, and it's literally going to melt your heart.
He says, my wife, Alicia, is one of those educators focusing on literacy at the elementary school level in one of the larger school districts.
Like so many in education, my wife and her team had to envision, outline, write, and then create resources and lessons for both virtual and in-person teaching to try to keep their students on track to improve their reading literacy, all while social distancing.
There were plenty of times when the challenges faced felt insurmountable, but my wife cares about each one of her students like they're her own children, caring deeply about helping them grow as learners and as a person.
I'm so appreciative of the hard work my wife and all of her fellow educators, both locally and around the world, have done during the past year.
Oh, first of all, you picked a winner because your husband is just sweet as ever.
But he have a brother or sister, though. Just asking for friends.
It's time for another entry from Sarah's Mommy Blog.
I took Parker out to eat at a restaurant for the first time in over a year, and it was a disaster. Not a small disaster. I'm talking like the first time I ever took my driver's test. Disaster. She has not been around people for over a year. She's in her terrible twos. I'm not really sure what was going through my mind, but I can tell you what wasn't. Any sort of logic or reasoning. It was a disaster from the moment we got to the restaurant till the moment I decided, you know what, we'll just take our food to go. We sat out on the patio because I thought, well, at least she'll have some things to look at. If she does have a small little temper tantrum, we won't be around a whole group of people inside. We'll be outside. I'm fairly certain anybody within a 6-block radius heard her scream no when I told her she wasn't allowed to steal the flowers off the table. I don't know if it's the fact that she spent the first year and a half of her life in social distancing world because of a pandemic. I don't know if it's the terrible twos, but I don't think we will be going out to eat dinner again until she's 40. So for any parent who has thought, you know what, they're doing really good at the dinner table. We're sitting and using our utensils. We're not eating with our hands. We're not throwing food anymore. We're drinking out of our sippy cup. What a sweet little child. Don't do it. It's a test. You will fail. Love me. P.S. This is why I chuckle every time everyone says that the photos I post on social media, she looks like such a sweet little girl. She's a little dictator type.
Dramatic Readings is a segment on the show where we take popular songs, movie quotes, things that you've heard your entire life, and we put a different little spin on it.
We make you look at things in a different way, whether we read one of Parker's children's book as a news announcer.
Like today, Jesse, because May the 4th Be With You was this past week, right?
Yeah.
What if we take The Force Awakens crawl at the beginning of the movie and read it as breaking news?
Oh boy, here we go. Boop, 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 boop. Breaking news, sending it over to Sarah Pepper.
Sarah Pepper broadcasting live, and Luke Skywalker has vanished. Now, in his absence, the sinister First Order has risen from the ashes of the Empire, and you will not rest until Skywalker, the last Jedi, has been destroyed. Now, with the support of the Republic, General Leia Organa, who's seen here above, leads a brave resistance. She is desperate to find her brother Luke and gain his help in restoring peace and justice to the galaxy. Leia has sent her most daring pilot on a secret mission to Jakku, which is about 30 minutes north of Galveston, where an old ally has discovered a clue to Luke's whereabouts. Back to you, Cheetah, with the weather.
And Cheetah Craft from KJU comes in like nothing ever happened.
It's a beautiful day in Jakku today. Looks like we're going to have a high of 170,000 degrees.
Jakku?
Jakku! Oh, it's Jakku! This is why Jakku. I never made it as a reporter, folks. I made it for like 5 weeks and they were like, who hired this girl?
Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a dark twist. Are you ready? Because if you watch this TV show, I know you thought this was creepy too. I'm going to be reading the lyrics to the Full House intro as a horror movie.
What? Okay, go.
Okay. You want to know whatever happened to predictability? The milkman? The paperboy? Are they missing on your evening TV? You miss your old familiar friends? I'm waiting for you just around the bend. I'm everywhere you look. Everywhere you look. I have a heart, a hand to hold on to. I'm everywhere you look. Everywhere you look.
That's creepy, Jesse.
It's
that
always
is terrifying.
Been creepy from the minute in the 80s when this came out. Always creepy.
I never thought of it that way. I was like, oh man, whatever did happen to the milkman? Well, now we know he's hidden in some basement somewhere. Poor guy. The sun is shining. We're awake. We're almost a Friday. My name is Sarah Pepper.
I'm Jesse. What?
We're the Morning Mix. No, we have not been drinking. We are just holly and jolly and excited.
This week, I feel like, has actually gone by pretty fast. Am I wrong?
You're totally right on that. Jesse, I'll tell you all morning, I've been like, okay, so tomorrow's Thursday. And she's like, actually, today is Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Oh. I mean, it's a beautiful sunshiny day and we get to enjoy nice weather. It's almost Friday. Like, best day ever.
Let's do it. It's a good day for everybody except for the people that tried to buy Astroworld tickets and then didn't get them.
Oh, okay. So only 100,000 tickets were sold, which sounds like a lot, obviously. But when you think of how many people are in Houston, that's like a smidge. So they sold out in 30 minutes and they went on sale at 10 a.m. yesterday.
So one of the guys that we work with, his name is Figgy Fig. He's a huge Travis Scott fan and he was like chronic. Like, I imagine this is probably how your friends are that also wanted to go. He's like, tickets are about to go on sale. So excited to get my tickets. Aw.
So this week we learned about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' divorce. Apparently it's been in the works for quite some time, but yesterday we found out that Bill gave Melinda over 14 million shares of the Canadian National Railway Company and over 2 million shares of AutoNation. So in total, it's over $1.8 billion in stock. That's all you need to know. There was a whole lot of words I didn't understand, but $1.8 billion in stock.
If you would have said Dogecoin or Bitcoin, I'd be like, whoa, she's rich. I have no idea what you
just
said.
I don't know any. I was reading it. I'm like, the Canadian National. Yeah, don't care. It's money. It's billion with a B. I'll never see it. You know, my favorite, and this is so terrible, because like I said, seeing anyone's marriage fall apart, money aside, is just really sad. But all the tweets that came out of everyone being like, yo, Bill Gates, you up? Looking for a sugar daddy.
Oh, I was trying to holler at his wife. I figured Bill was way out of my league. I figured, you know, she's probably the one that's hurt and heartbroken, you know, because there's a rumor that there was another woman involved. That's the rumor.
I did not hear another woman came into.
Yeah. Jesse, what? Yes, there's apparently another woman involved. We don't know a whole lot about her. She's a translator, I believe, and apparently she stole Bill's little heart. Now, she's denying anything in this in multiple languages because she's a translator. But I feel like Melinda would be the one where I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. You are beautiful. Do you want to buy me some Dogecoin?
I'll buy you a drink if you buy me some Bitcoin. Thank you.
Yeah. Have you heard about cryptocurrency? Also, would you like to come to my Stella and Dot party?
Selling some Sensies if you're free. It's a Zoom meeting, socially distanced.
I've got some Arbonne I'd just like to interest you in.
Stop it. No.
For more news, log on to Mix96.5Houston.com.
We're going to play a game called 5 Second Songs, and that's where we see if you can name a song in 5 seconds.
The most creative game we've ever played, and you can play along with us in 6 minutes.
Time for you to get it all off your chest. Confess everything now. Confess. The Morning Mix, Bayou City Secrets.
Bayou City Secrets is the opportunity that we give for you to get something off your chest. You don't have to tell us your name, what city you live in. You can call and leave us a voicemail and change your voice. At the end of the voicemail, you can say, or beginning of the voicemail, you can say, change my voice. You just got to get it off your chest.
This is the best thing since actual therapy. And we don't even require a copay because you get it off your chest. It, no one knows it's you.
Mm-mm. You can call Teladoc or you can call us.
Our number is 713-881-5900 to leave a voicemail. Sarah, we got a juicy one today.
Secret. Okay, my secret is the only reason I'm staying in my marriage is that I can't divorce my husband because I can't afford it. I mean, I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore, you know? And I know I wouldn't be able to afford where I live on my own. I'm also like on his health insurance. He's not a bad guy or anything. He's a great guy. He's a great husband and provider and all that stuff. But I'm just not in love with him anymore and I can't afford to leave him.
Dude, I feel for her.
You do?
I understand. Yeah, well, because here's the thing. We don't know if they have kids or not, but think about this, okay? Think about that maybe you got married, right? And you decided to stay at home and now you don't have a job.
Uh-huh.
You're on his insurance. I mean, obviously we're making a lot of speculations here because we don't know the specific details, but like with my mom and dad, Jesse, in their situation, my mom couldn't afford to divorce my dad. My dad is the one that filed for divorce because my mom quit college to help him pay for college, right? And then and we had a nice house. We were country club people. And then like 3, 2, 1, you're not. Like, that's pretty scary. And you just think, hey, look, I just have to put on a smiley face and things like that. And I get to keep the life that I'm accustomed to. I think this happens a lot more than you think.
You were like, I feel for you. And I'm like, have you been through? Like, what are we dealing with here?
Oh, gosh, no. No, I've never. But I
was like,
looking at this, gosh, no, I don't even. I pretend to live in an apartment that I like, you know, for years because I got a great deal on it. It wasn't because I love the apartment, but every time I'd see the leasers, they'd be like, don't you love this place? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. And I'm like, no, I just like paying $1,300 for a 2-bedroom inside the loop.
I think there's a lot of people too that would argue in the situation, oh, you have to choose happy and happiness over money and all that. But you're right, it's a lot easier said than done, and it's hard when you don't have the money to divorce the person you're not in love with anymore. But I'm also a big, big believer that you can always fall back in love.
Oh, really?
Always.
Huh. So I learn something new about you every day, Jesse Watt.
Yes.
That is, I think that once you fall out of love, I'm not sure you can find your way back into it. At least both of you find your way back in. You may be able to find your way back in, or he or she may be able to find your way back in, but I don't know if both parties can find their way back. That's optimistic.
I will give you that. You can only control yourself, but I'd like to recommend a book to you called Who Moved My Cheese? We all know that book?
Oh, I've read it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is a great book if you're struggling in any aspect of your life, but you know, there are people in this book who use their marriage as an example that you can always find a different way to look at things. I think you can always, if you want it to work, I think you can absolutely fall back in love with the person that you married because you loved them once before.
So if this guy that she's talking about from this voicemail is a great guy, he's a great provider, he's all the things, it may be something that they could actually fix.
And it sounds like he's not the one with the problem right now. She's the one with the problem. So if he's still in on this marriage and she's just the one falling out of love, my recommendation, if you're listening, is read Who Moved My Cheese and work on falling back in love all over again with your husband.
Okay, so also another question, follow up to this, because I'm fascinated by this. Do you tell your significant other that you've fallen out of love with them? Do you have that honest conversation with them? Or do you seek therapy first to see if you can fall back in love with them? Because if someone came to me and said, I've fallen out of love with you, I would be crushed.
Yeah, I think there's a way to do it, but I think open and honest conversation, say, hey, I want to date again. I want to restart our entire relationship and I want to pretend like we're just now meeting for the first time and feel all the butterflies again. If they're in on that, I think you can work on it together, because you take those vows for better or for worse. And if you can work on it together and have those open and honest conversations, you'll survive anything.
Awesome. Totally read the book Who Moved My Cheese and got a totally different message out of it than Jesse did. That's the great thing about the book, because that is not how I read that book.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.